We continue today in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 43. We are in the 11th Perek, the 7th and 8th Mishnah. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Zayin, Keren Agula. If a person has a horn, a musical instrument, but made out of, most Meforshim learn, made out of the horn of an animal, if it's curved, agula, it's rounded, then tumeya, it is mekabel tumo, because since it's rounded, it does have a base kibul. If you hold it, for example, if it's a U-shaped, and you hold it as you would hold a U, with the two prongs of the U up and the base of the U down, the base of the U, the letter U, it contains, can hold water, or any liquid, so it's mekabel tuma. However, ufishuta, if it's a straight horn, imagine like a long flute, tahora, then it is not mekabel tuma, because then it's pshute kleyetze, it's a bone, horn being a bone of an animal, which is has no base kibul, it's straight, it's flat, and pshute kliyetzem, like pshute kliyetz, are not mekabel tuma. Im hoyeso mitzufis shelo shel mateches. If there's a mouthpiece affixed to this horn, whether it's agula or pshuto, even if it's pshuto, temeya, then it is mekabel tuma, because the mitzufis is made of metal, and it's a clay, it's a keli, it's a vessel. And as such, it is mekabel tuma. Hakav shelo, suppose you have a piece of metal attached to the wide end of a keren, not to the mouthpiece, but to the open other end. If that's made of metal, Rabbi Tarfon mitame. Rabbi Tarfon says that it's mekabel tuma because it's made of metal. It's a metal utensil. It's a metal keli. However, the Chachomim say it is tohor. The Rambam says it is tohor because it has no shame bifnei atzmo. It has no independent name of its own. The word kav can apply to any kav. It can apply to a block of metal attached to a chveis, to a weapon, attached to a food utensil, or in this case, attached to a musical instrument. It has no specific name of its own, and therefore it does not qualify as a keli in itself, and it is not mekabel tuma. The Mishnah continues, ubishas chiburon. If the keren and the kav are attached to the mitzufis, until now we're saying if the mitzufis was separate, the mitzufis is mekabel tuma, but not the keren. But now, suppose they're attached to each other. The keren is attached to the mitzufis and the kav, hakol tome. Then it's all tome because the mitzufis is an essential part of this instrument. Kiyotzebo, similarly, kene menorah. If you have a menorah which has a candelabra, which has various, it has a base, it has the bowl in which the oil is put, and then it has various rods extending from the base, supporting the bowls or the neros. So the kenei menorah, the bars in and of themselves, are not a kli bifnei atzmon, and they're not mekabel tuma. They're just rods. However, haperach, the bowl, the flowery, flower-shaped bowl in which the oil is put at the top of the menorah, v'habosis, and the base of the menorah, temeim. They are mekabel tuma because they have a base kibul. They are metal kalim, which are containers, and therefore they are mekabel tuma. Ubishas chiburon, when you have a menorah with the bosses, the base, and the perach, the bowls on the top, and the kanim and the rods all attached to each other, hakol tome, then it's all mekabel tuma, including the kanim, the rods. That is Mishnah Zayin. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, we move from musical instruments to weapons of war. Musical instruments and menoros, utensils for illumination, we move to Martial, M-A-R-T-I-A-L, Caleb. Kasta, a helmet, a metal helmet. Temeya, it is Mikabel Tumah. Ulechoyayim, however, the metal pieces of metal which are attached to the sides of the face of a person, alongside his cheeks, of a soldier, alongside his cheeks, tahorim, they're not Mikabel Tumah. Rambam again says, because they have no shame bifnei atzmon. They are pieces that are attached to his face, but they have no name as a helmet has a name. Some say that the lechayayim are not mikabel tumah because they have no tzuras kli. They're just a flat piece of metal. However, im yesh bohem beis kibul mayim, if these lechayayim, these cheek pieces attached to the side of the soldier's face, have a container in them, they're shaped in such a way that you can keep water in them, and that's what the soldier drinks from, them temeim, they are mekabel tumah. They have a base kibul, and if something has a base kibul, there's no requirement that it also have a shame bifnei atzmo. The Mishnah continues, kol kalei hamilchoma temeim, all weapons of war are mekabel tumah. Hakidon. Hakidon is a small spear. The hanikon. Hanikon is the point, the metal point at the tip of a javelin, of a long spear. The hamagofayin, the metal boots which are put along the feet of a person in the battle. The hashirion, an armor, which protects the body of the soldier. All of these temeim are mekabel tumah. Kol tachshite noshim temeim. All the metal jewelry and other decorations that a woman will wear are all mekabel tumah. For example, ir shel zohov. If a woman has a crown upon which there is a picture, an etching of Yerushalayim. That's called an ir shel zohov, Yerushalayim shel zohov. So it's a metal crown, a golden crown of some sort. Or katloyos. Katloyos are chains which are placed around the neck, like a necklace. Nizomim, earrings. Vitabos, finger rings. All of these are mekabel tumah. Vitabas, when we say that a ring is mekabel tumah, it doesn't matter whether it's a signet ring, it has a seal, or it's a plain ordinary ring. Either way, it's mekabel tumah. Nizmei ha'af, and similarly, nose rings are mekabel tumah. The Mishnah continues, katla. Katla is a chain, a jewelry chain. Shechulyo shelo shel matros. That the links in the chain are made of metal. Bechut shel pishton, and the links are attached with a linen thread, o shel semer, or a wool thread. Nifsakachut, even if the string of pishton or semer is ripped, torn, nevertheless, hachulyos temeos, the links are mekabel tumah. Shekolachas va'achas kli bifnei atzmo. Each link independently is a keli. A chulya, a link of a chain, is a keli. It's a tachshit in and of itself, even without the chut, the thread which combines or connects all the links. Chut shel matros. If you have a thread, a metal thread, let's say a golden thread, a golden string, v'chulyos shelavonim tovos umargolios, and the links are pearls or gems of some sort or another, v'shel zchuchis or glass, fake jewelry, custom jewelry. In such a case, nishtabru hachulyos, if the links become broken, but the string made of metal, our example gold, is still intact, The chut, the string, is mekabel tumma because it's metal and it has a shem b'fnei atzmo. It's called a chut. Shiore ketola. If you have a chain where the chut has become broken and some of the chulios remain, so it's shiore katlo. So then we say kimelo tzavor ketano. If the chain can still be used as a chain around the neck of a small child, so it's mekabel tumma. Rabbi Eliezer Omar, afilu tabas achas temeya. Even one ring, one link of the chain in and of itself is also mekabel tumma. Shekein tolin bitzavor, because sometimes women suspend around their neck one link of a chain. They have a string around their neck and attached to it is one link of the chain. That's also a tachshit. That's also an item, a jewelry item. And therefore, it is mekabel tumma. And so we have completed lesson number 43. In the process, we've completed the 8th Mishnah of Meseches Kelim. It's Hashem. Tomorrow, we will go forward and complete the 11th perek and even begin the 12th perek. But for now, we have completed lesson number 43.